Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back. It's called Big Love, that song. It's an amazing, amazing performance if you ever get a chance to watch him play the guitar and sing that song. I'm glad you're here. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And I'm going over my predictions. I previous segment, I went over several sections of my 2020 predictions. I'll just remind you that in different from last year's, this year was so weird. I did not score this year. I'm just commenting on what actually happened. The year was too weird to score either way. And so I have one demographic prediction I want to mention before I get into politics. Millennial women and black voters. This is, by the way, folks, these are predictions I made January 5th of this year, almost a year ago. Millennial women and black voters will be the most consequential voting cohorts in the 2020 election. And I think that's what happened. I think millennial women probably went to the left and black voters increasingly went to the right. And so that actually came to pass. Now let's talk about geopolitics. Here's the first prediction. Iran's leadership will be changed by a coalition of regional neighbors and the U.S. That was me predicting three Trump-led Israeli peace deals. UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, Saudi Arabia. I don't care what you hear. Saudi Arabia is next. That will happen probably this year. That's huge. If you remember, the mayor of Shiloh, Israel, on this show last week said it was because Trump went around the Palestinians. He got it done by doing that. Next prediction, China's President Xi Jinping will not abide Hong Kong's resistance to his illegitimate takeover. Actual, he did not. Next prediction, World War III in cyberspace continues, and the U.S. is still losing badly. That's what I said a year ago, an actual bioweaponry, as in coronavirus, as in COVID-19, bioweaponry is now added to China's World War III ordnance array. I believe that. Now you put U.S. politics. Prediction, President Trump will nominate and the Senate will confirm one Supreme Court justice in 2020. Actual, Amy Coney Barrett, and she made Chief Justice Roberts irrelevant. Prediction, President Trump will announce several reforms. Actual, the pandemic occupied his energy this year, manifesting in multiple COVID vaccines available in months, not years. That's going to go down, in my opinion. The way that he turned vaccines out in a short period of time, no question, with his help, with his energy behind it, is going to go down as his part of his legacy. Next prediction, the Democrat presidential nominee will not be Bloomberg or anyone named Obama or Clinton. On February 29th, James Clyburn delivered for Biden in South Carolina. And everything changed. Next prediction, the Republican Senate majority will resolve the Trump impeachment trial with all deliberate speed. Actual, check. Next prediction, U.S. Attorney John Durham's probe will result in several indictments. I said that in January. Actual, with this report, the Durham report, at least 18 months late, we have to ask, is Durham part of the state? Because, folks, it's no longer deep. Next predictions, Republicans will maintain majority control in the Senate and gain House seats. Who else predicted that, my friends? And don't worry about Georgia. Next prediction, President Trump will be reelected. Actual, well, so far, 77% of Trump voters, 57 million Americans, still think he won. We'll have to see how that plays out. And every year, my last prediction is always about the football, the NCAA football championship. And I predicted that in the 2020 NCAA championship game, LSU will defeat Clemson. As you know, LSU was scored 42 points. Clemson scored 25. Check. Folks, the coronavirus disrupted my reconciling process this year. And that's the reason why I didn't really give myself a score. This is on so many levels. 2020 was an aberrant year on many levels. It's affected lives and businesses and organizations in ways never to be before imagined. I think even Xi Jinping couldn't have imagined. If this was part of his plan, I don't think he could have imagined how successful it would have been. And it's affected my ability to score this, but at least I was able to reconcile what I predicted with what actually happened. And even though what happened was something that nobody could have predicted in many cases. So I'll be back in January, in the first of the year, first week of January. I'll be back with my 2021 predictions and a prayer that we avoid COVID-21. That's one of my predictions that I've been talking about that all year long. That we got to be careful being so worried about solving the COVID-19 deal without dealing with it, without learning how to manage it. We've been waiting on a vaccine. When COVID-21 could be around the corner, are we going to wait on a vaccine for that? We have to live our lives, my friends. 29 after on Jim Blasting Group series.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.